Welcome to the Danger Zone. It's the Danger Zone on Money Life, where we talk with the experts from New Constructs, where they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. And they do that by employing a system that is discounted cash flow analysis meets forensic accounting. They dig in at the footnotes level and they work their way up. So when you're looking at the top down and things are skin deep, they might look great, but if you ask the question,
is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?
Well, the way they take a look at things, it is most assuredly possible. And sometimes they evaluate a security from the bottom up and looks great from the other angle, from their angle.
This is an ugly business, man.
Ugly means dangerous. If you want to learn how and why that is, go to newconstructs.com. They're on Twitter at newconstructs, and they blog about all of their danger zone picks, so there's always more information available on the things you hear us talk about. David Trainer is president and founder at New Constructs. David, great to chat with you again.
It is great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
Spotify and Pinterest.
Danger, danger.
Spotify and Pinterest, one danger call out there for each of the two stocks. These are not strangers to the danger zone, but somehow bad can get worse, can't it?
Yeah, you know, Chuck, as our listeners probably know, you know, a lot of our danger zone calls have really just crushed it over the last year, and we're updating our target prices on these guys. We don't really have target prices per se, but we're updating what we think are, you know, levels that we think these stocks can go to, considering not just the market recognizing how overvalued they were, right? We've finally seen the catalyst you've been asking me for, which is the Fed forcing people to be a little more discerning with their money. But then we're also facing a more challenging macro environment. And that means the best case scenario expectations that were behind a lot of our prior quote unquote price targets or potential downside risk levels, those have to come down, and we're just providing more realistic expectations about what's going to happen to these businesses now that people and markets are effectively being a lot more rational about them.
So this is the case where when you guys do your analysis and you say, hey, you know, if this happens and this happens and this happens, the business is only going to be worth X and the market is paying a huge premium for it. We're seeing those things happen, and this is how it plays out. Why is it particularly bad for Spotify and Pinterest?
These just happen to be a couple on our list of more recent earnings reports that we are updating because, for example, Pinterest as a danger zone pick has outperformed the S&P by 75%, and Spotify has outperformed by 94%. So we thought it was time to come back and say, okay, these picks have done extremely well. How much better can they do? And for Pinterest, we're seeing, you know, it's at $22. $22 assumes that Pinterest is going to be half the size of Facebook in terms of users and revenue, profit, stuff like that. We think that's probably a little bit overly optimistic. And we think you can easily see another 40% downside from here to $13 a share. Even that's still pretty optimistic.
And again, that's almost 50% more from here. This is also one of those things that people should understand about shorts, right? You think you can only lose 100% of your money, but you can keep going. You can have that worse and worse performance as it keeps going and the losses keep mounting.
Yeah, sort of. I mean, the point is what you're making on the margin from here, right? It's been down a lot. Now, compared to where it was, both Pinterest and Spotify, right? I mean, given how much they've come down, you're not going to see necessarily from your original investment, a huge percentage return. But investors need to think about how they want to invest on the margin. So if you've got a short position in one of these, then you probably want to think about, okay, well, how much is my potential outperformance? How does it rank compared to my other options? And we think your other, you know, these are some really good numbers. You know, there's another 40% plus downside, we think, in Spotify as well, with relatively optimistic assumptions too, given, you know, its competitive position and all the things we've been saying about Spotify, which is, look, they're trapped between a rock and a hard place. If they start making more money, well, then the people from whom they have to license the music are going to jack up prices. Or they end up like Netflix, which is where they got to spend enormous amounts of money to create original content in order to keep people around. Damn if they do, damn if they don't.
And Spotify, we should point out, currently trading in the range of $100, $105 a share, which, again, you think could get as low as
$60 a share.
Wow.
That's assuming that, you know, they improve their margin to 3%, which is 3x their 2021 margin, and they grow revenue at consensus 12, 16, and 12% over the next 3 years, and then after that 8% through 2027. and that would give you a stock worth $60 today, if that's what they're able to do. And again, you know, I mean, that's pretty optimistic. If I look at this report, I'm like, we should add a third scenario here that assumes that their margin really never gets much above. Anyway, you know what I'm saying.
Right. The other thing here is that these are fundamental business problems exacerbated by the economy. If the market turns around tomorrow, it doesn't really change your feelings about these stocks, correct?
Correct. Correct. You know, this is, we had the catalyst. It was a broad-based catalyst. It was a catalyst for a lot of stocks, not just one, which fit with the narrative I gave you in the beginning, Chuck, which was, hey, I can't tell you when the market is going to be. When you asked me for catalysts in the past, I would say, I don't know. I mean, maybe it's this report, but some, you know, people are rational. So it's very difficult to predict when irrational people are going to become rational because they're irrational to begin with. And we've seen rationality return to the markets. Are we done with that yet? No. But these business models were broken before the market became more rational, and they'll still be broken when the market, if it ever returns to irrationality. But the main thing here is that the one way to force rationality is to make people pay for their mistakes when they're speculating and gambling. And that's really what New Constructs is all about. Help people become smart investors and recognize how big a gamble they're taking on some of these growth names. That's the whole idea, you know, is to just help people understand how much risk they're taking when they were buying some of these crazy stocks that we've been putting in the danger zone for the last year and a half, and how much risk they were, you know, how much downside they're going to see if and when the market gets rational, and, you know, 95, 70% plus downside from our original calls. That's a lot of money. And that's because these stocks were way overpriced and they're still overpriced.
And it's why Spotify and Pinterest, Spot and Pins are back in the danger zone. David Trainer, thanks as always.
My pleasure, Chuck. Thank you.
NewConstructs.com for more information, at NewConstructs and at TheRealDTrain37 on Twitter.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.